And our gospel this morning is from the 10th chapter of Luke. And this is when Jesus goes and visits Mary and Martha. So it's a story that so many of us are familiar with. So now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing, and Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." It's the gospel of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please. Oh, grace and peace to you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior. Amen. You know, over the years, there's been this kind of a slow but rather steady decline in church attendance. I imagine you're aware of it. I mean, if you've been coming to Trinity for a number of years, you're aware of it, as are other congregations throughout the country. And of course, there's no shortage in the number of studies that have been done to try and figure out or identify what the cause of all this really is. And of course, out of those studies comes a number of reasons that they have cited, and these range, well, from one end of the spectrum to the other, as you can imagine. It's maybe because of the worship space, or the worship music, or the style of music, you know, traditional, contemporary, blended, how you want that presented to you, what you consider worship, and even hypocrisy in the church. And I can say I have a real difficult time disagreeing with any of these studies. I mean, even biblical stories fell in line. Like the one of today's, our story about Mary and Martha, that can contribute to the problem as well. I mean, because if these stories, when you think about it, if they're not well understood, well, they're not going to be seen as useful in anyone's daily lives, and there's going to be no reason to take the time out of a Sunday to go hear them. So today, things need to be found useful, if we're going to invest any time, right? It's a 24/7 kind of world that we live in. I believe that's how most people refer to it. There's all kinds of obligations and responsibilities and opportunities and information, and it's all going so fast. So most people are only going to seek out the things that help them navigate through that daily maze. And of course, help them make sense of and get more out of their daily lives. So if Sunday isn't useful, or what you hear on Sunday is just useless and a bunch of gobbledygook, well, then church in general becomes anything but an event to look forward to. So now consider our story today. Jesus is out traveling, comes to visit Mary and Martha. Martha receives him, and just immediately, right after an initial greeting, you can just see her. "Jesus, it's so great to see you. Blah, blah, blah," kiss on the cheek, and in the kitchen she goes and puts on an apron. She becomes burdened by all the things that she has to do to prepare to serve her guest. Yeah? Now Mary, on the other hand, what does Mary do? Well, Mary simply just walks into the sitting area, sits with Jesus to hear his words. Well, Martha, of course, gets a little bit frustrated over this, and she's peeking around the corner, I'm sure. And she finally says to Jesus, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? I mean, would you please tell her that she should help me?" But Jesus says to her, he goes, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and you are distracted by many things, but only one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Well, now, if from this story, you might think that Jesus is telling Martha that what she's doing isn't very important and is telling Mary that what she's doing is really the only thing that's important. And if you're one of the individuals who see this story in that way, just try and make that useful in your daily life. And then in the meantime, ask yourself, where in the world would we be without the Marthas, right? Where would you be without the people who just work all the time, all their waking moments? They're just working on church and ministry and all the things that are going on. Where would the church be without them? Where would Trinity be without them? Martha just did what was expected. She was caring for her guest, caring for and loving her neighbor, and she was doing this through offering her hospitality. Now, you probably remember the New Testament, the new commandment that Jesus offered us, the one that's just a very simple, almost like a phrase. It's to love God and love your neighbor as ourselves, right? Well, when you look at that, Martha was simply satisfying the latter part of that commandment. She was loving and serving her neighbor. But now Mary, interestingly, she was satisfying the first part of that commandment. She was loving God and taking in each and every word. But now, does that mean that in our daily lives, unless we study God's word all day, every day, that we're going to fail at being Mary? Or does it mean that if we aren't constantly serving our neighbor day after day, we're going to fail at being Martha? Doesn't sound very useful so far, does it, this story? I mean, is it possible? You know, these passages come down from the church at large. Could they possibly have dealt us one where there is nothing useful for us today? I mean, when you view this story from both sides, Mary's view and Martha's view, you can absolutely see where they're both suffering. But Jesus just seems, for some reason, to kind of pick on Martha a little bit here. So there has to be more to this story. And this turns out to be the useful part that I think you can take home with you. Martha seems to have lost something in the midst of her duties. She lost herself. I mean, she's obviously distracted. She had completely forgotten that she's valued and loved, not because of what she does, but because of who she is. And so amid her concern to care for Jesus, well, she just completely forgot about listening to him. So you might say that Martha was being, you know, like a good Samaritan. And that is where things begin to focus in for us. Because amid all of our doing, we also get distracted, right? Lured into thinking that we ultimately will only find our true value and our purpose in and through what we do, rather than who we are. And you remember who we are. We are God's beloved children. In this world today, we all live lives very similar to Martha. I mean, here we are, 24/7 world of multiple obligations and opportunities, and we have lost any real sense of the need for rest. And we have become what we do. Mary listens to Jesus' words, but we can't do that all day, not in this world. That isn't, the pay's not very well, is it? I mean, it's not useful. And Martha just works herself into a tizzy. And interestingly, that's precisely where our world is taking us today. But we can't do that without a cost of family, of health. So doing by itself just isn't useful either. So if it's not listening like Mary or working like Martha that is the focus to this story, just what is it? Well, as it turns out, we can make use of one more thing, and that is realizing that the loss that we suffer when we're distracted by what we do, whether you're Mary or you're Martha, doesn't matter. What the two of them did distracted them both, and they lost track of what was needed, of what was useful. Church is to be a time to stop amid all of our important doing and just place a blot out of all of our worldly distractions. We should come here and just find peace and quiet, you know, and be able to hear the one needful thing, and that is that we are God's children, and there is nothing that we're going to do to earn that love, and there's not a thing we're going to do that's going to take that love away from us. So, if you're going to take something home today from this story, something that you can use each day, I would suggest that you take one simple thought, and that's a thought in the way of a question. Simple question. And that is, of all the things that are actually happening right in front of you, of all the things that are happening, actually happening right now, right in front of you, what really is the one needful thing? One needful thing. And more than likely, when you can settle in on that, that's when you'll realize that that is what will really be useful, and that is what you need to pay attention to. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we so easily forget that in our busy days, even doing nothing is doing something. The help that we need from you is not just in selecting what to do to support your ministry, but also to be aware of the distractions that may take place at every turn. So, Father, open our eyes, open our hearts to the needful things, forever remembering that we are your children. Pray this in your Son's name. Amen.